AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. If you like your NFL games to be decided in exciting fashion and on the final play, well, then what happened outside our nation's capital on Sunday was for you. Craig Heist has the details on the Commanders and the Bears.
Jaden Daniels threw a 52-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass to Noah Brown as the clock ran out to give the Commanders an 18-15 win over the Bears, snapping Chicago's three-game winning streak. Daniels was under heavy pressure, ran around, but got the pass off, getting it tipped at the goal line before it landed in Brown's hands in the end zone.
I know we don't give up to the final whistle, you know, and, you know, it was just phenomenal effort on all sides. Offense struggled a little bit. Defense kept us in the game, and, you know, offense found a way to pull through at the end.
Austin Seibert kicked four field goals for the Commanders. The Bears scored on a 56-yard touchdown run by DeAndre Swift late in the third quarter and a one-yard touchdown run by Roshon Johnson with 23 seconds to go.
From Washington, we go to Motown, where Denny Capp needed an adding machine to keep up with all the scoring by the hometown Lions.
Khalif Raymond scores a pair of touchdowns as the Lions blast the Titans 52-14. Detroit's defense forced four turnovers while the special teams contributed with multiple 50-plus yard returns to give the Lions offense a short field all afternoon long. Raymond returned a punt 90 yards for a touchdown and caught one of Jared Goff's three touchdown tosses.
Just to be playing such a team game is so fun. Special teams, defense, takeaways, offense pushing it in. It's just really fun to be part of a football team like that.
The Lions posted 50 points for the fourth time in franchise history and the first time since 1997, winning their fifth in a row to improve to 6-1. Calvin Ridley paced the Titans offense with nine catches for 143 yards. Tennessee dropped its third straight, falling to 1-6.
Dave Ferry is up next, and he also witnessed a lot of scoring between Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
Kirk Cousins threw for 276 yards and four touchdowns in the Falcons' 31-26 victory over the Buccaneers.
It took all three phases, people making plays, the turnovers by our defense, special teams, and then made some plays on offense.
Cousins hit Kyle Pitts for TDs of 36 and 49 yards, and he also found Darnell Mooney and Bijan Robinson for scores. Mooney and Pitts each had over 90 receiving yards, and Robinson ran for 63 yards on 13 carries. Baker Mayfield passed for 330 yards and three touchdowns, but he also had two costly interceptions that helped the 5-3 Falcons take over the NFC South lead at 5-3. The Bucs are 4-4.
Plenty of close games on Sunday. Here's Gethin Kulba on New England's 25-22 victory over the New York Jets.
Jacoby Brissett led a game-winning 12-play 70-yard drive that ended with Ramondre Stevenson's one-yard touchdown run. Brissett finished 15 of 24 for 132 yards for 2-6 New England. Braylon Allen's two-yard rushing score with 2:57 left made it 22-17 New York. Aaron Rodgers passed for 233 yards and two touchdowns in 2-6 New York's fifth straight loss.
A lot of quarterbacks put up big numbers on Sunday, including Kyler Murray over 300 yards in Arizona's 28-27 victory over Miami.
Today was one of our better days, probably the best day we've had, you know, since the Rams game, but it's about being consistent, you know, and I think that's where we can, you know, that's where we take strides, is if we can continue to do this and play the way we played today. It wasn't perfect, you know, but if we continue to grow on this, then, you know, we can be up there.
Rookie Bo Nix threw three TD passes, Denver doubling up Carolina 28-14.
Kind of caught a good rhythm there, and, you know, everybody on the field was making plays. Receivers, tight ends, running backs, didn't matter. You know, the ball was being dispersed to a lot of positions, and I thought that's good. Tough on a defense when you're getting a lot of guys involved.
Elsewhere, Kansas City now 7-0 after beating Las Vegas 27-20, Philadelphia 37-17 over Cincinnati. Jameis Winston with three TD passes, Cleveland surprising Baltimore 29-24. Green Bay a late field goal to beat Jacksonville 30-27. Houston 23-20 over Indianapolis. The LA Chargers 26-8 over New Orleans. Buffalo down Seattle 31-10. And San Francisco a 30-24 winner over Dallas. College football, this week's AP Top 5, Oregon, followed by Georgia, Penn State, Ohio State, and Miami. Coming up, we have baseball news, hockey, basketball, and auto racing. Game 3 of the World Series comes up on Monday night with the venue changing to New York. The Dodgers leading the Yankees 2-0, and Shohei Ohtani is expected to play in spite of injuring his shoulder in Game 2. NBA on Sunday, Tyrese Maxey scoring 45 points, Philadelphia downing Indiana 118-114, Brooklyn besting Milwaukee 115-102, Portland stopping New Orleans 125-103, Oklahoma City now 3-0 after running past Atlanta 128-104, and the LA Clippers beat Golden State State 112-104. WNBA, the Indiana Fever, fired their head coach Christy Sides. NHL, Montreal 4-3 over Philadelphia, New Jersey 6-2 over Anaheim, Edmonton edged Detroit 3-2 in Colorado, 5-4 over Ottawa. Finally, in auto racing, Tyler Reddick won on the NASCAR circuit. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.